Blog Talk Radio.
Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show. Tonight, we talk Gotham episode Viper that actually aired on Monday on Fox. Welcome to the show. The chat room is open. Big shout outs to guests 80808 in the chat room. Now, don't forget, people, if you're in the chat room and you're like, I can hear you guys, but I can't type, you definitely got to sign in as a guest through your Facebook, Twitter, social media or something. That way we can see your typing. If you just wanted to just sit back and relax and just listen and just talk crap about us behind our back, then just do that. It's quite okay. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
I'm going to disappoint you, Mike.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What are you going to – don't – okay, hold on. Can we think happy thoughts right now?
Happy thoughts. I'm going to disappoint you.
Okay, when you say
My other computer just started playing, and I'm guest 88.
You're guest 8808?
Yes.
So you're acting as like one of our guests?
I guess. I'm sorry.
So you had the show on a different computer.
Yeah, because I was freaking out over here. I was like, what is that sound?
Oh, because
I realized, we just started talking on my other computer. But yeah. Hey, Mike, how are you? Did you love Gotham as much as I did?
Oh, my gosh. You made us feel good that we had one guest in the chat room, and now we don't have nobody.
Everybody's watching Sons of Anarchy.
That is true, but it's okay. It's okay, because I know we got some fans listening. We might not, they don't get in the chat room, because I have friends of mine that always hit me up and are like, I couldn't get in there. I couldn't figure it out, so I just listened. So
that's
we'll
right.
Take
they're it. On their mobile devices.
That's cool. What did I think about this episode? I liked the episode.
You did?
Oh, God. You didn't.
I did, too.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed
okay. Okay. Now, before we get into it, I do have some shout-outs, but I'll do the shout-outs sometime towards the end of the show, some peeps that are big supporters of Gotham. But this episode was pretty much we get a villain that's not very happy with how things are going at a company that he used to work at, and pretty much unleashes this stuff called Viper out in the streets of Gotham. And everybody starts getting really strong, and then they get really, really weak, and they pretty much just crush. And of course, Harvey and Gordon got to go on the streets to try to figure out what's going on.
Yes.
And that's what this episode's about. I am a little upset that we only got a tease, just a sprinkle of my little mini cat woman.
Yeah, that was like, why?
Just to kind of,
why?
I think that was probably to mess with our Gotham emotions. Because as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah. And then I was like, she just took off.
Do you think it's because if he didn't run across the street, then he wouldn't have heard the siren, but the alarm from the
that is a possibility.
Yeah,
maybe.
So they just had to get him across the street, and she was the reason why.
Okay, maybe that's what it was. I didn't even think about that. I was like, I want more Catwoman,
It was a waste of space.
But it's cool because at least you see her. She kicks somebody in the nuts, and she takes off. Telling you, little mini Catwoman's badass.
She is.
She's totally badass. Some of the favorite scenes in this, I definitely like the milk dude when he crushes himself with the ATM machine. That was cool.
Him running with the ATM on his back was hilarious.
That was pretty badass. Now, let me ask you a question. If you had the opportunity to take that?
No.
You wouldn't take it?
No. I mean, why would you? Because you're going to die within, like, 5 hours.
But imagine you could rob all these ATM machines and then give the money to your family, and then you die, and then they'd be rich. No?
Because the authorities would find them, and I'd be dead, and they'd be broke.
Okay.
So you gotta really think.
Yeah, I can see that. You always do that. You're always, like, looking down, like, way down the line. I actually, while I was watching this episode, of course, you know how my wife is. My wife does not watch a lot of the shows.
No, but you had somebody watch this one with you.
I did. I had my son, Maddox, watch this with me. He was really into it. He's 2 months
old today. Is this
his favorite? This is not his favorite show. His favorite show is The Walking Dead.
No, I said who's his favorite?
Who, out of the parents?
No, out of Gotham.
A lot of Gotham.
Yeah.
I think he's every time he did get excited and kind of giggle a little bit when little mini Catwoman came on the screen.
Yeah, I think that's more of his daddy.
No, that's he gets that from his daddy. So, but yeah, you know, they're about the same age. 2 months, and she's probably, what, 12, 13 years old? There's a chance. No? Okay, never mind. So the cool thing about it was my wife was kind of watching the show a little bit. She's kind of forced to watch the shows that I watch now because, you know, she'll have the baby, and we're feeding him, and we're watching the shows. And she was kind of watching a little bit, and she had a question. And I wanted to ask you, and of course the fans out there, because I was kind of explaining it to her, you know, and she's kind of getting that, you know, that's little mini Bruce Wayne and there's Alfred. It seemed like in the beginning when Bruce is asking all these questions, she asked me, she's like, hey, it seems like Alfred is kind of like lying to him. Isn't he supposed to be protecting him? Isn't he supposed to be on his side, on the Batman side? Did you get that? Kind of took it as that he was kind of like protecting him from all the crap that's going on and doesn't want Bruce to get involved.
No, but, see, I've seen it totally opposite. I don't think he knew what was going on.
So you're
like, he knew his parents, Bruce's parents were good. But after they were in the ballroom.
Right.
And the guy came on the TV and was like, you know, Wayne Industries, I made this for them, blah, 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 blah. This is why I'm doing this for them. Then that's when Alfred sits down and starts doing research, too.
So he
was clueless.
So that's what you're thinking. You're thinking.
Yeah, like he has no idea what's going on with Wayne Industries as of right now.
And then, bam, at the end of this episode, Bruce sees him sit down and start looking for the files. And I guess he's like, I got your back.
Yeah.
I'm here. Let's do some research. Because little Bruce Wayne, he is a serious little mini detective.
He really is.
I'm telling you.
That is such a great actor.
I'm telling you, little Bruce, his detective work is better than Gordon and Harvey put together. I hate to say this. I mean, Gordon's good.
True.
But Bruce Wayne, that dude, he's no joke.
He's no joke. And oh my gosh, I just like, can you imagine him 10 years down the road, what he's going to be, you know, in?
He's Batman. That's what he's going to be down the road.
No, I'm saying like movies. God, please let him take over Ben Affleck now.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about the little boy that...
Yes, the actor.
Oh my gosh. Amy, what is wrong with you tonight?
Nothing's... I'm overworked. That's what's wrong with
me. Is that what it is? Yeah, I think you're kind of like a little... You're going
no,
a little...
He's so brilliant in this role. Just imagine him 10 years down the road, like, what he's going to be doing. Like, we're going to be at the movie theater, and we're like, we're going to remember that scream, and he's going to be, like, just freaking amazing.
Oh, you know what? That's cool that you're getting props. I'm still on Gotham. I don't know what he's going to do in 10 years. I just want him to turn into Batman already. That's what I want him already. But you're already trying to figure out what other projects he's got.
He can't even drive a car yet. How's he going to turn into Batman?
Well, you know what? You're the one that's talking about seeing him how he's going to be in 10 years. I'm talking about, you know what? If I had a gun right now, I'd shoot you in your kneecap. And speaking of guns, the Penguin and Don, you know, they finally shared a moment. I'm telling you, when I saw that dude walk into the police station to Gordon and says, we have a common friend, you better come with me. Were you shitting bricks like I was?
No, I wasn't. Because I knew the Penguin was going to, like, use Gordon.
How did he use him? He didn't use him.
He used him to live. Again.
He just told the truth. How is that? How is that? And why wouldn't you be? Well, first of all, why weren't you nervous for Gordon? Because he's in there saying it out loud. Anybody could have heard, hello, Don Falcone. Everybody believes that the Penguin is dead.
Do you honestly want me to tell you why I'm not nervous?
The reason why you're not nervous is because you actually did research and you read ahead of it, didn't you?
No. Because if they kill Gordon, the show's done.
Oh, God. Jesus. You're one of those, you just don't go with the ride of the show. See, I'm not the type of person that goes with the ride with the show. I don't sit there and go, Gordon's fine because, hello, it's a based show about him. They're not going to kill him. But I'm still worried for my character.
He might lose a finger or an ear or a toe. So I do worry about that.
No, they would not take that because then girls wouldn't think he's as hot. You think Ben McKenzie is super hot, and if he lost the ear, you'd be like,
You can't say he's not. You think he's a good looking man.
I said he reminds me of a very young Russell Crowe.
Yeah, he's a
good I like Gordon. I like Ben McKenzie. He was actually on Seth Meyers last night. It was a rerun, but he was on there. I like the dude. I think he plays a very good Detective Gordon in Gotham. I like the guy. I don't think I like him as much as you do because you like his physical attributes.
Actually, I like his
acting. Shut up.
His acting. I've been a fan of his ever since the OC.
So let me ask you a question. So if Ben McKenzie's at Comic-Con and he's like, man, you know, you want to go walk along the beach and have a cocktail?
Hell yes.
And then if he says, you know what, my feet hurt. Let's go upstairs to my room and let me change my shoes into my chanclas.
Hell yes.
I feel a little dizzy. You want to lay down and can you rub my back? Oh, yeah, whatever, you would. I was waiting for that next, hell yeah, whatever.
Like, what happens at Comic-Con stays
at
Comic-Con.
Stays at Comic-Con, exactly. Well, you know, it was good to see Gordon, you know, speak the truth. Don Marino sees it, and, of course, the Penguin is safe. Mm-hmm. And now let me ask you a question, and I'm talking to the fans as well. Do you think that Don Marino is going to use this blackmail on Gordon in the future?
Yes, because he did say we'll see you soon.
And when I call you, I need you.
Yeah.
So do you think Gordon's going to, like, give in? Because it almost seemed like Gordon was kind of
He's going to have to. It's either his life or he helps or his life is gone.
You see?
And they won't go after him. They'll go after Barbara. Even though Barbara walked out on him and I'd be like, okay, see you later. Do what you have to her.
Right.
Yeah, he's going to protect Barbara. So, yeah, he's going to do what every mobster right now wants him to do.
So it's obvious that we have Harvey in the pockets of Fish Mooney and Dan Falcone. Now we have Gordon, unfortunately, is going to have to answer to Don Marino.
Well, I think Gordon's got to answer to all of them.
Well, no. I mean, he already knows what Fish Mooney and Don Falcone are capable of, but he knows that Don Marino knows that the Penguin, all he has to do is just let it out and it's all hell's going. But I don't think Don Marino would even do that. I think he would threaten, but I don't think he would really truly do it because then that would mean that Falcone would know that the Penguin is on his side and it would, you know, Don Marino knows that he's got the ace of spades in his pocket because the Penguin can tell him everything and anything.
True.
You know, so I don't know. I think I have a feeling Gordon's going to put a little resistance. I think he's got big balls, Gordon does.
Yeah, but like I said, when it comes to Barbara, if they threaten her, then he's going to cave in. Yeah, he's going to cave in.
All right. Let's see what else. What'd you think about when they're at this special dinner thing and the Viper's about to go in and Bruce Wayne is there with Alfred and everything else and Bruce is like checking that chick like I want to talk to the boards people and I want to like I loved it. I was like, "You go, Bruce."
Yeah, exactly. And now, you know, he knows that she's in on something.
Oh, yeah. You saw the files.
Yeah.
It's obvious he was, like, putting it together.
But she wasn't a very good liar, either.
She sucks at lying. And it's obvious that when Harvey and Gordon go to the warehouse to go look at Warehouse 39, she's on the phone saying, don't worry. If we have to take care of it, we have to take care of it.
Yeah.
So this bitch here is really going to mess things up.
Yes, she is.
Do you think she will try to take out Harvey and Gordon first, or do you think she's going to be dumb enough to try to do something to little Bruce?
She'll probably be dumb enough to do something to Bruce.
That's Bruce Wayne, though.
I know, but I think she'll be dumb enough to try something with him.
Mm.
And now I think she had something to do with his parents being murdered.
I'm telling you, I still think it. So, because I still think by the eyes, it was the Penguin that shot the parents, his parents. Do you think it's somebody different?
Do you really think it was the Penguin?
I think it's the Penguin. I keep looking at the eyes. Every time I see...
But we got to get... Look, they showed the shoes, too. So he would have said... Bruce wouldn't have just said the shoes were shiny. He would have said, you know, the feet
were... So I'm asking you. Do you have a hunch?
No.
So you're still kind of like on the... Okay. Me, I don't know why. Those eyes, it reminds me of the Penguin. I could be wrong, but I'm just kind of going with that... That feel there, because
probably
maybe,
Harvey.
You think Harvey had? You really? Really? Oh my God! And I guess the end, which I felt kind of bad, because until then, he's like, he's a gangster. But then when Fish Money's little secret weapon comes to the park and she's listening to her headphones and there's Don Falcone and he shares that moment about his mom, and I was like, I like Don Falcone.
I know. I like him too. And she looked better as a brunette.
I think she still looks cute.
She looks better.
She got a big booty too. She got a big booty. So I don't know. I honestly really felt bad for the dude. I was like, Fish Mooney is just playing with his emotions. She knows exactly what's going on.
Well, his two people, like the Russian guy.
Yes.
Him and Fish are, you know, they're trying to take him down. He's got like everybody coming at him.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt bad. I was like, oh, they went the mother route. And it's obvious that Fish is going to want her to get in there, feel good, and then right at the right moment, kill him in bed.
Exactly.
I'm guessing.
Because she was training him for every little thing.
Do you think Fish is actually going to get her when she does that and pull her into her organization? Or do you think she's going to let her just be the patsy and fall and be like, hey, this was just a crazy bitch. I had nothing to do with it.
Let her be the patsy, but that's not what's going to happen. She's going to turn on Fish.
All right.
That's what's going to happen.
All right. Anything else? I definitely liked when Harvey told his boss that since the Viper was going around killing crackheads, to let them kill themselves off.
Yeah, keep the normal people inside and just let them kill themselves off. That would be a really good way to get rid of crime.
It was. You know, when he said that, I was like, you're almost right, Harvey.
Yeah.
You are right there. But no, that's not good. That's, like, Gordon, you know, wouldn't allow that to happen.
No.
You know,
hopefully Gotham wouldn't let that, you know, happen.
Who knows? I mean, we did see a lot of the Riddler in this episode. He really wasn't. He was kind of smiling. And
he loves, like, I think he goes bad because nobody appreciates him.
I don't know what to think about this guy.
He gets excited.
I like the Riddler. I just think it's obvious. You can tell he's kind of like off a little bit, like a little crazy.
Yeah.
But brilliant.
But
also.
I could see like somebody coming up to him and being like, look, they don't appreciate you here. Come work for me.
I would think he would be smart enough to say, screw this. I'm smarter than everybody. It's time to get into some crime. That's what I think. Next week, it looks like, did you see the commercial?
No, I didn't.
I think next week's going to be crazy. It looks like, I was seeing some stuff online. I don't know if I'm 100% correct. It looks like to me that maybe the Scarecrow is going to be making his TV debut.
Is he young?
He looks young, yeah. When you get a chance, check him out. But it's a different kind of. But see, that's the thing. It doesn't look like the Scarecrow per se, because the Scarecrow was like actually a scarecrow, it kind of was. That I remember as a kid. This one looks like almost like a leather mask over him, so you see different cuts in different parts. I don't know. But I'm excited because I like these new villains and everything else. I think that's it. I like this this episode. It wasn't as crazy, like action, crazy action. I like it when Penguin kills people, and I was hoping to see that. But it looks like Penguin is definitely has earned his stripes to be in Don Marino's thing, so I'm curious to see how that's going to work. And I'm ready for some villains. And little Bruce, I think we're going to see a little bit more Bruce, because now he's really on the case.
He really is. Alfred's helping.
Beautiful. Scale 1 to 10, what do you give this episode?
9.
Really?
I would have gave it a 10, but that whole, the cat jumping on, you know, little cat woman jumping down, robbing the guy, there's no need for that. That was just a time filler.
So you're just being a hater?
I am being a hater.
Got it. 9. I would probably give it a high 8.
Ooh.
It was a good episode, but it didn't rock my socks.
I thought the Viper was pretty cool.
The drug was cool. All that was cool. It's just the other episodes have been so much better for me.
I think this one was so much better than The Balloon Man and Arkham.
See, that's the weird thing. Like, nope. This one's a very calm, good episode.
This is why we get along perfectly.
Yeah, because you're smoking crack.
You're smoking Viper.
No, I want Venom, the good one. I don't want the Viper. I want the Venom. I got shout-outs going out to Gothamatics, of course.
Yeah.
They always show love to us and always retweeting and favoring. And they actually have a group on Facebook that you can join. It's really cool. So if you're a fan of Gotham, go there at Gothamatics. Also,
comments from the Facebook page?
On their page?
Yeah, you normally you bring up.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, you know, you're right. Right. Let me go on there and let me see. Let me do these shout outs and then you're absolutely right. Let me see if there's anything cool on there. Gothamatics on Twitter. Then also Tam Anderson. She's a big big fan and she's a big supporter and she be doing stuff. Tam Anderson at TV Tag Gotham. Also our own VRO host. She showed a little love. Keylime_Keisha. And then we have at Egg Glasses. Also, Erica Stan Barnes on Twitter, and also EC_Anita. I hope I said that right. She shared and tweeted and showed us some online love. Now, as I'm picking up my microphone, let me go see real quick to see if we have anything, because I know a lot of the Addicts crew are watching Sons of Anarchy right now.
They are.
And I see their tweets, and I'm like, don't watch it.
I know. I'm trying to make sure that I see all the Gotham tweets.
Right.
But at the same time, my timeline's going crazy with Sons of Anarchy tweets. And, like, right now, SOA Addicts.
I don't want to know. Okay.
Nero, I freaking love you.
Shut up. Because, see, you don't care about spoilers and stuff. You like that stuff.
No, I do care about spoilers. But it's the shows that I really, really
shut up. I don't want to hear it. La, 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 la. Here we go. Someone put on here, Matthew Hirsch, put something on here from moviepilot.com. Insane fan theory. The Penguin is actually the Joker.
Huh.
That's something. There's a bunch of comments on there. Gotham Addicts, thank you so much for the support. We are deep in the season. Now a 22-episode season. Thanks to all of you, and it really starts to fly. Okay, that was from Donnell Logue. Let's see here. I love how Cobblepot always has his ears perked to what is going on.
I love that, too.
From Peggy. Let's see here. Hank says, I'm liking what Fish did with the girl to try to set up Falcone. I don't think it will work, but I like it.
I think it's going to work, but I think it's going to backfire on Fish.
All right. Trisha says to that comment, it would be funny if she actually falls for Falcone and helps him, or she plays both.
See?
Because we don't know her background.
No, we have no idea what her background is. And a little bit of Taste of Power.
Yes. Hank says, I'd like to see her go up against Fish. The old student becomes the teacher thing.
Oh, yeah.
Trisha also says, the looks she was giving Fish at times, she deep down loathes her. And it's an abusive relationship. For all of his faults, Falcone might treat her right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. And then here's another thing here. Check out Harvey Dent. It was posted earlier on Twitter by Gotham on TV Tag. From the Superhero Report. So this is the first look at Gotham's Harvey Dent, played by Nicholas D'Agosto. I think you might know this guy. You probably think he's cute, too. But he's going to be Harvey Dent, which is cool. Someone posted a picture of Steven Dengler from the group. Put in here, did anyone see this? And it's a picture of little Bruce looking at a file, and there's a TV. What is it? Zorro and sword fighting. That's what Anna said. Looks like an awful lot like a Caped Crusader. Oh, neat. They mentioned the Shadow the other day on a previous episode as well. So maybe he's watching the Shadow. That's cool. Cool. Yeah, I can't tell what it is. It almost looks like Batman. An old episode of that.
During that scene, only thing I was thinking, I was like, really? You're a billionaire and you still have the box TV?
That's what you were thinking.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, it's funny. I wouldn't even have thought that, but it's funny that you brought that up because it's like, hey, why wouldn't you have a flat screen against the wall?
Exactly.
Billionaire. Someone put here, Torosa put another awesome night in Gotham. What was your OMG moment? Tara put, does Oswald always have to be to get beat up? Poor guy. Oswald is awesome, Paul said. The people freaking out on Venom. That's what Matt said. Trisha says, my moment was when Maroni threatened Oswald with the claw. Don't mess with that guy. Oswald opened his big mouth to get recognition. Dumb move. The guy with getting crushed by the ATM was crazy. So as you can see. Oh, and then someone put Nick here. So Venom equals Bane. Mm. You know who Bane is, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. All right, people. Well, I think that's it. I think that's it for the show, right? People, don't forget Gotham Addicts on Twitter. And if you want to get into that that forum, they have a group. Their link is there. You can go on there and check it out and be a part of that conversation and everything else. They accept anybody that's a fan of Gotham. For us, Amy McCracken, if you want to chat with people online, you have a Twitter, at AmyVRO, correct?
Yes.
And then Variety Radio Online is available on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Tumblr. And, of course, the main website is thevro.com. That's where you go. If you want to subscribe on iTunes, that way you don't miss the show. Not only do we do Gotham, we do The Walking Dead. We do a bunch of other TV shows with different hosts. So if you're a fan of TV shows, might as well go over there and check it out and subscribe. That way you don't miss the show. You can download right to your phone or wherever, to your iDevices. All you got to do is go to iTunes, search Variety Radio Online, and bam, there it is. The mothership, thevro.com, that is the website. You can go and see all the shows, reviews, giveaways. We just had some of our hosts over at the Walker Stalker for The Walking Dead. So some really cool interviews that some of the hosts got to talk to Nicotero, Michael Rooker, a bunch of different stuff. So go to thevro.com. But a lot of that stuff's on the YouTube channel also, varietyradioonline.com. Variety Radio Online on YouTube. And for me, check out my blog, I Watch Mike. Instagram and Twitter is Mike the Movie Guy. My YouTube channel is I Watch Mike. And I think that is it. Correct, the Mundo?
Correct. I like this guy that's going to play Harvey Dent.
I've seen him before.
He was in the movie Fed Up.
There you go.
Yeah, Fired Up. Not Fed Up. Fired Up.
Fired Up?
Yeah, you've seen that, haven't you?
Well, no.
Your cheerleading camp movie? It's really funny. You should watch it.
It's
you would love it.
Yeah, it's a comedy. Friend. Him, he has a hot for the, he has a hots for a girl, and him and his best friend try to become male cheerleaders.
Yes!
I remember. I didn't see it. I think it's on my Netflix queue, but I haven't seen it yet.
You should watch it.
It's really all cool. Right. It's good. I knew you'd like him. He's going to be playing Harvey Dent. So that's
awesome.
Gonna be cool. Sweet. So next week we'll be back on the 28th. We'll be talking Gotham. In actuality, you're going to be out of town, right?
I will be out of town. I'll try to make it, but more than likely it's just going to be you.
Are you now? Are you going to watch the show to send me some of your thoughts, or is it just going to be me?
I am going to try to watch the show. I'm
okay,
definitely
cool.
going to try.
So I will be here, maybe I'll grab somebody that watches the show. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But I will be back Monday. It's going to be October 28th. We'll be talking more of Gotham, unless something pops up. So make sure it's just to make sure nothing changes, because things change all the time, especially that I have a little baby now. So make sure you follow the VRO. On Twitter, Amy at VRO or Mike the Movie Guy, right there. We always tweet in case there's any changes or whatever. So that's about it.
So you're not confused. It's Amy VRO, not
Amy,
VRO. Amy at VRO.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
God, geez, I think your craziness is starting to erupt.
It is. I love it. Woo-hoo.
Somebody just put some Viper in my vents and it's coming in my room now. That's it for us. All right, people. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back next week and talk more Gotham. And big shout out to everybody. Thank you very much for everybody that tweets, shares, favorites, all that good stuff for Gotham, and just kind of spreads the show. And we're just fans that like to talk about the show. That's it. All right, Amy, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.